unique way to make private education accessible to students living below the poverty line. It's called Cristo Rey Atlanta.
Next, we will say our Latin prayer.
In this afternoon Latin class at Cristo Rey Atlanta's downtown building, 20 uniformed teenagers recite the words illuminated on the wall by an overhead projector. But this Catholic school is unique.
All of our students, when they come here, register for the school, and then we register them as our employees.
Bill Garrett is president of Cristo Rey Atlanta. Students, not all of them Catholic, attend class 4 days a week. A team of four rotates, working one day at a shared job. In return, 137 Metro Atlanta host companies cover 60% of their tuition, which is $17,000 a year. Families pay between $250 and $2,500, depending on their household income.
We accept a large number of students who are at a seventh grade level, and it has nothing to do with intelligence. It is the schools they come from.
Principal Diane Bush says coming to Cristo Rey can be a shock for students and parents, so the acceptance rate is less than 50%. School leaders interview every candidate and their parents. Both need to show they are ready for the rigorous academic and work schedule. Even so, Bush says about a quarter of this year's Cristo Rey class didn't make it all 4 years. 18-year-old senior Gabby Wilson is heading to Atlanta's Agnes Scott College in the fall.
We have you working in Excel a lot.
She's doing her work study at Ernst & Young's downtown Atlanta office. Before their first work study job, ninth graders go through Cristo Rey's Business Training Institute. They learn hard skills like how to use office equipment and also how to behave and dress in a professional environment, phone etiquette, public speaking, and even conflict resolution. Wearing her uniform's navy blue sweater, dark gray skirt, and knee-high socks, Wilson works on an Excel spreadsheet. She says working alongside EY accountants and auditors will come in handy when she becomes an OBGYN.
Make sure everything's precise. So when I go be in a doctor field, everything has to be precise.
Making education relevant to students outside the classroom is vital to the success of students like Wilson, says Erin Ingram, policy advisor at Civic Enterprises, a public education policy and research organization based in Washington, D.C.
Seeing a connection between what I'm doing in high school now and what I will do as an adult in the future is critical, particularly for students who are coming from less advantaged backgrounds.
In fact, a Cristo Rey student in Los Angeles once credited his math class for helping him catch an error in his company's spreadsheet, saving them money. Megan Sweet is author of Putting Education to Work. About the Cristo Rey model, she attributes some of its success to the Catholic tradition of discipline.
I found that when I was in these schools that the discipline is often a way of trying to help students realize their full potential. At the same time, if students cannot operate in a work environment, the model doesn't work.
The model is working for the more than 500 students enrolled this year. Students make it work for their future, and companies make it work for corporate social responsibility. EY partner Dave Sewell is Cristo Rey Atlanta's incoming chairman of the board.
It's not lost on us that it is, you know, for some corporations, it's a burden on their budget, right? But when people know they're doing the right thing, it comes easy.
Sewell says Cristo Rey Atlanta is discussing opening a second location. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.